After about 30 minutes of paperwork, Andrea DeFilippo and Aaron Bell were escorted into a small room cramped with reporters. Supervisor of Recording Services, Erica Grant, performed the ceremony.
By the authority vested in me, by the laws of the state of Florida, I pronounce you legally married. Here we kiss your mouth.
Thank you so much.
You're
thank you. You did great. Thank
bless
you.
Bless
thank you.
Reverend Candace Schultes of the King of Peace Metropolitan Church was at the Pinellas Courthouse and excited about the event.
It's a huge deal. To finally have marriage equality in Florida is a huge deal. Following all the other states that have done it, I know a lot of members of my congregation were married in other jurisdictions already. Some have been waiting to get married here. So it's a big deal.
Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi has long fought same-sex marriage in the state, including submitting an emergency request directly to U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Rather than decide on the request to extend a temporary ban on gay marriages, Thomas referred the petition to the full bench, who refused the request. Then, after weeks of uncertainty about the reach of an earlier ruling, U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle declared on New Year's Day that civil ceremonies for same-sex couples across the state could begin Tuesday. Attorney Pam Bondi issued a terse comment through her spokesperson. The judge has ruled, and we wish these couples the best. Across the bay in Tampa, Pat Frank, Hillsborough County Clerk of the Courts, held a group ceremony at noon at a central downtown park where she married more than 100 couples. In her office before the ceremony, Frank said same-sex ceremonies are the legal and moral right thing to do.
This is, to me, something that we have to do because we have to follow the Constitution of the United States. We take an oath of office to do that. And the judge has now ruled that if we don't do it, we're not conforming to the U.S. Constitution. I'm not about to cross lines in that area. And the more basic thing is that this is something that I felt should happen a long time ago.
Like Frank, most Florida clerks of the court began issuing marriage licenses and performing civil ceremonies Tuesday. But in a handful of conservative counties like Duval, Pasco, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa, clerks of the court still won't perform marriages for same-sex couples. While keeping to the letter of the law, they are issuing licenses but declining to perform any wedding ceremonies at all for either same-sex or opposite-sex couples. One Pinellas County couple, Bob Wallace and JoJo Wallace, arrived at the courthouse early to get their marriage license, but waited until the afternoon to be married by St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman. Bob Wallace said justice and equality have been a long time coming.
This has been a fight that's been going on for years, and I really credit Human Rights Campaign and particularly Equality Florida for the people that have been fighting for this and fighting tooth and nail for this, and the couples who were willing to sue the state. And think of what they've been going through all these last few years trying to get their rights and trying to get their chance to be married. You know, they're heroes in my opinion. You know, they're pioneers who have really taken the challenge.
The U.S. Supreme Court has so far balked on taking up the issue. The court is scheduled to consider 5 new cases at its private conference on Friday. It's not clear when the court will announce the outcome. Samuel Johnson, FSRN, Tampa.